We were in Quetta, but it's so cold, so cold. And Baba was on a fast, only fruit. Now, Baba's not that fond of fruit. It's not in our family. I mean, I've only acquired the taste recently. Yeah, mangoes, bananas, Indian fruit, yes, but not fruit as such. So in Quetta, we got these lovely fruits. Peaches, pears, apples, all those English fruit, as we call it. So peaches would be big like that, with that fuzz, which were almost frosted fuzz, you know, with that. And so Baba would just have one peach in the afternoon. But we were so hungry, such a cold climate there. And we would get those Quetta naan, that bread, that long bread. And we, delicious, that with butter. So we would be eating that, and Baba would eat this fruit, which he was not so fond of anyway, which Mera would warm over a cold stove, because it was so frosted from the cold. Probably delicious if you had it after a plate of curry and rice, but that was Baba's food, and then that was typical. But then Baba was all cheerful. I mean, Baba was, you know, and so he said, come on, come on, come on, I'll show you something. So we all walked with him, and in the courtyard was the mast, Jati Baba, sitting with a beard and all, so happy. I tell you, when we say for ourselves that so-and-so is happy, how does one express it? You laugh, you do something, but I tell you, it's the most washed out, diluted aspect of happiness. Even the height of happiness, if you can see on a human face, is just a washed out version of when you see it on a mask, or when you see Baba enjoy something, you know. The simplest, littlest things, even maybe to please us, to share with us, that was. So to see Chati Baba, really that happiness came through. And he was so happy, by himself, in himself. There's nothing to show that. And there was a pail of water next to him. Now that pail of water out in the open, all night, by night, it gets icy cold. Probably got ice in the night, and then it's melted to icy cold water. Baba's so happy, so happy. He says, look at him, look at him. He says, it's so cold, but it doesn't affect him at all. And he's been pouring this cold water over his head, and right in front of us, Chati Baba goes, ha ha ha. And we go, yes, Baba, and I'm a tear absolutely chattering, you know. Yes, Baba, this is so lovely. And Baba says, you see, they have conquered. They're no longer slaves to the body. And so they, it doesn't affect them, doesn't touch them. Untouched joy, untouched freedom, untouched bliss. You could see, even to that extent, even with our eyes, just seeing expressed in a human way.